Good morning, everyone. Let's open with a word of prayer this morning. Father, we thank you that we can gather in your name, and we thank you for your precious word. We thank you for speaking to us, and may we listen to you this morning, Lord, and may we observe what you tell us, led by your Spirit, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we have a missions Sunday tomorrow and a missions conference this week, so I thought we would look at a psalm which is called a missionary psalm. I'm not sure that's totally accurate, but Psalm 67 is known as a missionary psalm, and there's some aspects of it, of course, because it's talking about to all the earth to go out, and that's of course within the missionary, but the real fulfillment in this psalm is not brought about by us. It's brought about by the kingdom age when all will come to the Lord and all will praise him. But I thought we would begin by singing a missionary song. I love to tell the story. I love to tell the story.
I love to tell the story.
So in Psalm 67, it's a short little psalm, only seven verses, and it begins much along the lines of God's blessing through the high priest, through Aaron, back in the book of Numbers, because at that point, God spoke to Moses and said, and to Aaron and his sons, and told them, "This is the way that you should bless the children of Israel. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. So this is basically the Old Testament blessing here to the family of Israel. There's nothing in this about why are they being blessed. It's just bless them, to show them I'm a blessing God. But now we have the psalm here, as David would write, 1,000 years before Christ. And he begins this psalm, God be merciful to us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us. Basically the same blessing. Interesting to me, the word us is used 5 times. The word God and him and pronouns relating to God are used 15 times. So you'll see this is a very much God-centered psalm and not man-centered. I think it's a good prayer for us to at times take a look at our prayers. How much is me-centered and how much is God-centered? Because I tend to think most of our prayers are pretty well centered on ourselves. But we'll see in this psalm, it's not about us. It's really about him. And so therefore, I think the missionary aspect of it is true, because missions is about him. He uses people to give the good news, but here is the basis. God be merciful to us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us. Then the key word in this whole psalm is the next word, that. Why would God bless you? Why are we asking God to bless us? That. Your way, God, may be known on earth, your salvation among all people. That's why he's blessing us, so we'll pass it on to others. We'll pass it on to others. Now, Israel was in a unique time, and they've always been in a unique place, because if you go from Africa to Europe to Asia, any of those 3 continents, you're going to go through Israel. So everybody came through Israel. We remember on the day of Pentecost, the gospel was introduced, the Spirit was poured out, but it was in Jerusalem. It wasn't all throughout the world. All the people had come into Jerusalem for the Passover. Actually, that was for Shavuot, for the late spring feast, not Passover, 50 days later. But they came in, and there were millions probably there, and they heard the gospel, and then they were to go out. But when Jesus came in the New Testament, he told the Gentiles, or he told everybody that heard him, that was all in Israel. He didn't teach outside of Israel, generally. He did go up to Phoenicia area one time. But he said, go out, right? Go out. And go out to the Gentiles, because it was all Jewish-centered in the beginning, and then the Jews took that, and they kind of corrupted it by thinking they were so special and nobody else could even be saved. So they weren't about to tell the Gentiles about how good God was, because they didn't think they were worthy to be saved. But now Jesus comes, and there's no difference now in Jesus between male, female, slave, free, Jew, Gentile. We're all one in Christ, right? So it's definitely the Messiah came not just to bless Israel, but to bless the whole world. And so here we have the whole world aspect, because it says, that your way may be known on earth. Where is earth? That's certainly more than Israel. That's everywhere on earth. And then it says your salvation among all nations. It doesn't, and nations really is also the used term is there synonymous with Gentiles, because anything other than Israel was Gentiles. So your salvation among all nations. So you see the worldwide aspect here. Why do we Christians want to be blessed? Why do we believers want to be blessed? So that God's way may be known wherever we are. So we're all missionaries to that extent. You don't have to be sent out across a body of water or something to be a missionary. We've got scores of unsaved people right here in Santa Ana, Costa Mesa. You don't have to go probably further than your doorstep to run in, or at least the property line, to run into some unbelievers, right? Or certainly go across the street and you'll find them. So that's what we're to do. And then what are we to do in verse 3? Let the peoples praise you. Peoples is everybody. Let everybody praise you, O God. When is that going to happen? That's not going to happen till the kingdom age. We're not going to have everybody praising the Lord until the kingdom age. In fact, this is such an encouraging psalm to me, because This is the great psalm when things are going all bad in the end times, when it's all bad, right? And we say, oh, we wring our hands, how bad it is. This is a time we're supposed to stand up and proclaim how good God is. Isn't that right? So it's good to, you know, I check the news a little bit, so I kind of know, you know, if we're taking out generals in Iran or if we're adding to generals in Iran or whatever we're doing. But other than that, I don't want to get too wrapped up in the world stuff. Because it's not good news, it's all bad news that you see, right? And it's so, these days, the free press is not free anymore. It's just propaganda, right? And it's so twisted that pretty much, if you, at least some sources, you just believe whatever they show you is the opposite. Believe the opposite, and then you'll probably be closer to the truth than believing what they're telling you. But rather than saying, oh, look how bad the press is, saying, look how good God is, right? And we're to do that one-on-one, not necessarily to thousands on thousands. I mean, that's good, but one-on-one. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Again, we're talking about kingdom age here. That's when all the people will praise the Lord. Oh, let the nations be glad and sing for joy. Yes, again, that will not happen until the kingdom age, but that is the object of the love of the Lord and what he wants to do. He wants people to be glad. He wants people to sing for joy. He wants people to praise him. And then it says, for you, meaning God, shall judge the people, or that word could be translated giving order and therefore comfort. And then the next one, and govern the nations, that word actually could be comfort there. For you shall judge the people righteously. Now that is not happening in the world today, and it won't happen until Jesus returns. Occasionally we'll have a righteous judge, occasionally we'll have a righteous leader, but usually not for too long because they get corrupted with power and it all goes downhill. But not with the Lord. It's going to be righteous reign, 1,000 years to begin in Jerusalem, and then we will have a new heaven and a new earth forever, and the righteousness is never going to be abolished, we read over and over in the scripture. So you shall judge the people righteously and govern the nations on earth. So we see the universality here of the peoples and the nations on earth. So this is everybody, Jew, Gentile, Greek, or you name it. It's everybody. And the Selah, it's like pause and reflect on this. That was in verse 1 and in verse 4. And then again, the same repeat in verse 5 is verse 3. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Again, that's the objective. That's what we want. We want to pray for our nation. That's good. But you're not going to save our nation. I don't care how much you pray. It's going bad. We murdered 60 million babies. We'll be judged for that. Yes, we can ask for mercy, and we do want to ask for mercy, and we might even be given more time through prayer, because we have in Ezekiel where God said, I sought for a person to stand the gap, and there was no one, so the iniquity fell. So it could have maybe been delayed if there had been one person standing in the gap. And we need to be standing in the gap, don't we? But let all the peoples praise you. And then it says what? Verse 6. Then the earth shall yield her increase. When is that going to be? Kingdom age. Kingdom age. We have that in Isaiah. In the second chapter, it tells us about that. Swords into plowshares and so forth. And we have it in Isaiah 35, which is there's a whole group of sentences there on what's going to be, you know, it's like when the thorns turn into roses and the parched ground has pools in it and so forth. It's going to be beautiful throughout the whole world at that point, but that will not be until then. Then the earth shall yield her increase. God, our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. So that's the good news. That's the good news. The gospel is salvation, yes, but it's more than that. It's more than the fact that the Lord would be praised. The Lord would be praised. So are you praising him? Is your praise obvious enough that other people are touched by it and drawn to the Lord? That's the whole purpose, right? So that's the missionary psalm, and we want to say, let the peoples praise you, O God, let all the peoples praise you. Father, we thank you for this beautiful little psalm here and focusing not on us, but on you. Let our prayers this morning, Lord, bring you praise. Let our prayers be as you lead us to pray by your Spirit and focused on you And just guide us in this time, Lord, as you would have us to pray the way you would want us to pray in Jesus' name. So let's pray. Father, we thank you for meeting us here this morning and remembering that Psalm 67, Lord, to use the blessings that you have given us to show others your way and your salvation. Help us remember that phrase in Ezekiel 22:30, I sought for a man among them who would make a wall and stand in the gap before me on behalf of the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found no one. Therefore, I have poured out my indignation on them. I have consumed them with the fire of my wrath, and I have recompensed their deeds on their own heads, says the Lord God. Father, we know it's time to sing kingdom songs because we know the kingdom is right around the corner. And we know that the answer is only your return, Lord. There will be no peace in Jerusalem. There will be no peace anywhere in the world until you really return. And it's all you, Lord. It's not us. But help us to be available to show your love to others today and each day until you take us out of here, Lord. So we thank you for meeting us here. We thank you for your word. And we thank you for your love and your grace and your mercy. We thank you for the cross, Lord. We thank you for that, as we sang, that grace, amazing grace. So bless each one as we go, and may our prayers continue as we go forward this day. In Jesus' name, amen.